Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, today we have a special lady. We have United States Senator Blackburn from Tennessee to give us an indication. And she's on so many committees and so knowledgeable. Good morning, Senator Blackburn. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. And thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for talking to the American people. And there's so many problems in our country. Where would you like to start?
Oh, you know, I think the thing we're hearing most about in our office right now is what is going on at the southern border, because it is amazing that we see this president, with his decisions turning every town into a border town and every state into a border state. And, you know, John, I think that with people watching what is happening, seeing that footage, and then hearing from these families of the Border Patrol and many of the Border Patrol themselves about their concerns, that they now realize this is a humanitarian crisis, a health crisis, an environmental crisis, and, of course, a national security crisis.
It's just mind-boggling. The American people are really getting concerned about this border situation. We believe in immigration. I'm an immigrant. But people coming through the border, not being tested for COVID, not being tested for smallpox, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, our country operated Ellis Island, and it had a little bit of common sense. What do you make of it? Why is the White House doing these things?
Tennesseans look at this, and then they tell me that they feel like that this is intentional. This is Biden's border policy, and it's not a border security policy or a homeland security policy. It is an open border policy. And they're very concerned about the long-term effects of this, of having individuals illegally enter the country, not knowing who is coming in and why they're coming in. And of course, you know, we've already earlier in the year, two people on the terrorist watch list were apprehended at the southern border. And now that there are 5,000 terrorists that have been released from the jail there at the Bagram airfield, people are very concerned that they're going to make their way to the southern border and that we may end up with individuals that seek to do us harm here on American soil. They're also very concerned about not knowing who is coming into the country. And whether it's the southern border or the Afghan refugees, people that got on the planes there in Kabul, but they were not in the vetting process. They had not worked with us. People are very concerned that there may be people that do not wish us well and seek to do us harm that are coming into the country.
Nobody could understand what's going on that situation. You're right. They let out 5,000 prisoners out of the Kabul jails. And I understand also from some of my intelligence friends that every terrorist in the world is headed towards Afghanistan to make that their new headquarters. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think that we have to keep in mind is that when we started the war on terror 20 years ago, and it was dubbed as the war on terror, that we did that because we were fighting an ideology, not a nation state. And now, because of Joe Biden's bad decisions, what we have is an ideology that is now running a country. And they're in charge of Afghanistan. They have indeed renamed it to the Islamic Emirate. And they are in charge. So, yes, you're right. It makes a safe haven for terrorists, whether it's Hamas or Hezbollah or ISIS-K or whether it is Al-Qaeda. You're going to see these groups find a place that they can go and work to cook up their bad deeds and find a way to make their plans to carry them out. It makes our world less safe.
Any suggestions what we should do? I mean, the immigration policy is basically up to the President of the United States. And right now, the Congress, we're sort of deadlocked.
Well, you're right about that. We are sort of deadlocked. But bear in mind that what we have every day is the opportunity to go block these bad ideas. We've been able to block a lot of things in the Senate. And what we're going to have to do is make certain that Republicans are in control of the House and the Senate so that we can block a lot of this that's coming out of the White House and kind of curtail a lot of these bad ideas. But I have to tell you, the more the American people see, the more frustrated they are with Joe Biden and this administration, and the more they are calling their representatives and saying, don't support this, because the American people don't support it. The American people support an America First agenda.
There's some issues that are going to be coming up in the Congress and the Senate in the next 30 days, like debt limits and things like that. Is there a way to stop it, or are we just going to go the Democratic way?
There is a way to stop it, and many times for many of these things that they are trying to do, they're not going to have 60 votes, and that is what they're going to have to, the hurdle they're going to have to hit to achieve cloture.
And they have to do the 60 votes. They can't get around it like they've been doing with just the 51 votes with the vice president's vote?
Well, and for the budget reconciliation, they can do that on the 50 votes. The problem they've got is now they have Democrats that have issues with the $3.5 trillion budget. And then you've got some Democrats like Bernie that feel like that budget's not enough spending. So they've got problems on both sides of that issue.
What other subject would you like to talk about today?
One of the things that we are hard at work on here is holding big tech accountable. And the Wall Street Journal has done some investigative reporting on Facebook. And there's now a whistleblower at Facebook. And Senator Blumenthal and I started on this issue last Congress when I led the task force, the technology task force, at our Senate Judiciary Committee. And now he is chairman of the Consumer Protection Committee. I'm the ranking Republican, top Republican on that committee, and we're continuing our investigation to hold Facebook accountable with how they data mine, how they hold and troll your information, how they basically are your forever shadow when you are online. And so we have hearings that are going to be coming up in the next week, in the next few weeks. We're even going to have the whistleblower with us.
I understand also that, we've had so many problems around the world, whether it's China, whether it's Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, where does Pakistan, which is a nuclear power, stand? Whose side are they on?
Pakistan is one of those countries that sometimes we look at what they're doing and we wonder if they're there to help us or if they're there to help the Taliban and some of the bad actors in the region. I will say that as we've been trying to get people out of Afghanistan, people, American citizens and SIV holders that had worked with us, that have been left behind enemy lines, that the Qatar, Uzbekistan, Pakistan have been helpful in receiving some of these individuals and helping us to exit people from the country to save their lives.
We got a minute left. What else would you like to tell the American people?
I would would say keep up with us. You'll find me at blackburn.senate.gov. I do a weekly newsletter, and on social media, you will find me at Marsha Blackburn. So I hope your listeners will keep up with us. They're really going to want to follow the work that we are doing to hold China to account, not only for the virus, but their economic policies, what we're doing to hold these big tech platforms to account. And we're pushing our privacy, data security, Section 230 reforms, and also the work that we're doing to be certain we secure our southern border.
Senator Blackburn, thank you for everything you do for the American people and the state of Tennessee and all American people. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you. It is so good to be with you. Thank you for the work you do to get the good word out. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.